Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace. What up? What up, family? We are back. We in the building. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Well, Tip, a boy, we got our son, Alaykum. This is Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We are back in the building, hopefully to share constructive dialogue with the family. You know, thanks to all the listeners for calling in and checking with us, our supporters. Y'all know who y'all are. We appreciate you. But, yeah, we here. We are back. It's 2021. We actually halfway through the year, y'all. I know everybody, you know, we've been busy. We probably ain't have time to look up. But, you know, we halfway through June. You feel me? And, shit, we down there halfway through the year. So we got the 4th of July coming up. Then we got, what's that, Labor Day. Then we got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, then New Year. So we'll be right back on the cycle. But I just say,
hey,
I have to say, feel like this year kind of flying by. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Forgot Juneteenth. You forgot.
Oh,
you forgot
you
Juneteenth.
That is correct. I'm sorry. So throw Juneteenth in there. After this, we're actually before the summer solstice. Juneteenth is actually coming up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Juneteenth is actually coming up. So, yeah. So we got Juneteenth, then the 4th, then you know Labor Day, then all the holidays coming up. So this year has been moving right along, and. You know, we all get into some dialogue today, family, so hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. You ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. You dig? And the number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, Queen Rigel, how was your week? And do you have any announcements for us?
No major announcements. I had, a productive week. But no major announcement.
All right. Yes, indeed. And I'm Brother Mufasa. Ra, how was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for us?
Yeah, my week been all right, man. Yeah, I ain't really got no major announcement either. But my week been okay. Got a little cold. I'm trying to get over this little raspy throat. But other than that, I'm good.
Other than that, you good. Yes, indeed. But we hope you get over that soon, my brother. Get over that soon, you dig? But, yeah, you know, speaking of being sick, have y'all heard that they have recalled, you know, some of these vaccines that they was giving out?
Yeah.
I believe it was Johnson & Johnson. It was a big batch in Baltimore, right? They had to recall. First, it was reports coming out that it was giving, you know, young males heart inflammation or something like that, or inflammation in the chest or something like that. And then they had another batch that they had to recall as well. So I don't know what's going on with this vaccine, and it just seems like there's a lot of problems going on that the media really trying to keep quiet. Like, they'll report on it, but then it's back to, you know, people need to get the vaccine, you know, after they report on some discrepancies or some, you know, with the vaccine. After they report on that, they still telling folks to get the vaccine. So, you know, it's all confusing. My position still the same. I don't know if y'all heard about that story or, you know, y'all wanted to touch on it. Or, you know, have y'all reconsidered getting a shot or what y'all doing?
I don't plan on getting it, but I did hear about it. It's like Johnson & Johnson, they're going to have so many different versions of theirs. You're going to have to ask them which version of Johnson & Johnson shot did you get so they can try to fix you. I don't understand how they even allow Johnson & Johnson to make anything at this point. But my friend that I spoke about last Sunday is still in ICU. He took the Johnson & Johnson vaccine about 2 months ago, maybe almost 3 months ago now, him and his wife. And he's in ICU with COVID and pneumonia, fighting for his life.
Wow.
And after you didn't have the vaccine, you know, so they're giving people a false sense of hope. They do a disclaimer, you know, of course they have to do that. No, this is not 100%. You can still get it. But on the one hand, like you mentioned, Brother Kevin, they still encourage it so deeply that they even go as far as try to shame people for not taking it. And they're getting ready to hear more and more lately. You've been hearing about a vaccine passport. So I think they're going to start exercising that soon, too. Now, I guess whenever the FDA approves it, then after you're going to see it. It's going to be more aggression, with, you know, around it and really saying, hey, well, certain jobs may say it's mandated, you have to take it if it gets to that point. But I know since it's not FDA approved, they can't really go that strongly with it right now. But I just think it's crazy for them to try to encourage people to be taking something so new. Just leave it up to people's discretion. If they want to take it, let them take it. Don't try to shame people for being cautious and careful. Like, how is that crazy when someone is being careful and cautious, you know? So I don't get it. But as I know, it's definitely not 100%. And you can still, you know, become a victim even if you take the shot.
Right. Yeah, that is true. That is true. What about you, Brother Mufasa? You reconsidered the shot?
That's funny. No way.
Reconsider.
No way, no sir. My same stance is what it was, and I'm sitting here with a sore throat right now. My stance is the same as it was when this mess kicked off. Nope, I'm good. I don't want no vaccine.
Yeah, they
want to put nothing
now
in
you
me.
Gotta
let
know
me fight off on my own.
They said that if you have had COVID, they have some long-term effects with the senses. You may lose your sense of smell and taste. And they were encouraging people that if they take the vaccine, it may come back. So they were saying that as well. That's still not enough for me.
Yeah, buddy.
And that's still not enough for me to go and take it.
Exactly. Brother Kev goes, no. No, I was just going to say, no, I guess we still on the same page because, you know, I am not taking it. And, you know, if they come with that passport vaccine, you know, we'll see. You know, it's ways around everything. So, you know, we'll just see how that play out. But, yeah, it's too many complications, too many problems, too many unknowns with the vaccine. So I'm just taking my chances with, you know, the body fighting off diseases every year as it normally does. So I'm gonna just roll with that. You feel me?
And speaking of the vaccine too. Before we move on, I want to play this clip. This doctor that got a little heat about expressing some things about it. Her name is Dr. Sherry Timpany, I believe. And I think she's in Ohio. look her up. Her last name is spelled T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y, Dr. Sherry. I'm going to play this clip real fast that kind of they was talking about on CNN. It kind of went viral. A lot of people was talking about this when she gave her stance on it. About her being a clinical doctor, a lot of people didn't appreciate her making this comment. Here we go.
Some of the information that I think had been discussed on your podcast related to EMF frequencies.
That was a thought.
And
it was, because we're all kind of hypothesizing. I mean, what is it that's actually being transmitted that's causing all of these things? Is it a combination of the protein, which now we're finding has a metal attached to it? I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the Internet of people who've had these shots, and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them, and they can stick, because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There's been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers. Not proven yet, but we're trying to figure out what is it that's being transmitted to these unvaccinated people that are causing health problems.
Yeah, so...
Interesting.
Yeah, it's because she's a clinical doctor speaking about that. They didn't like that at all. They didn't like that.
Wow.
That is just interesting. Mm-hmm. They bashed on
CNN. I'm sure they didn't, if you remember. If you remember, you know, last year when it was in the thick of this, you know, I was mentioning that myself. But I always kind of been mentioning that, like, we don't know what this stuff is, you know, how it's really getting transmitted. It's something more to it than what they're just telling us.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's true.
And also...
We just can't put our fingers on.
Right, and another thing, too, is, like, even some of the doctors, like Dr. Sanjay Gupta, I believe his name is, those types of doctors, they advocate, and of course, he was one of them on CNN, you know, bashing this doctor as well. But it's like he may not even realize that he is pushing for something that could be potentially harmful to the community. You know, he may think he know because they may not even tell him. They need him and people like him to fully believe what they're saying so they can fully get out there and advocate to get the rest of the community on board. So even those types of doctors and even a lot of the people in the political arena and CNN, all them, they may not even realize. They may think that they know that this stuff is really, you know, good and on the up and up. And just being doubtful and naive to the fact that the people that's actually making these things or in control of these things have bad intentions or just like a different agenda. So a lot of times, a lot of the people, they listen to the people in the forefront, and they just may not know. You know, they can just be naive or just speaking from just being naive. But the information could just be wrong, you know. But they telling people, take it. This doctor's crazy, and other people like her, and people that think like her is crazy, and this and that. But I think they can just be speaking and just being naive.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah. Anytime you know how that go. Anytime a person mentioned that 5G. Anytime they mention that Cinco Hey, that Cinco G, you know, that's a problem. And they was actually, you know, they was taking down people's pages and suspending people on social media if they talked about 5G and a conspiracy and all that type of stuff. So it's definitely something going on there that, you know, when people bring up these things. Now, she did say that nothing was confirmed, and she was just asking questions. You know what I'm saying? She was just asking questions, which is legitimate. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is the connection? Why are people having these health problems? You know, is there a connection to 5G? So a lot of people had those questions early on, and people dismissed them. as conspiracies and whatnot, but, you know, me personally, I don't rule out anything. You know what I'm saying? I just take the information as it comes, and, you know, I don't rule out anything, you know, so I don't know. But what I do know is there's something going on with the vaccine, and I'll just hold off until, you know, until we get some more information. Until some, you know, people have long, we have a long-term study as to what the effects are, because we don't know what happens in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. Like, don't nobody know. So, you know, I'm going to just leave it alone myself.
Well, I swear, maybe some of these young women who take the COVID vaccine, maybe a good side effect would be that it helped them with motherhood and become a little bit better in their womanly duties, because that's been on my mind the past couple of weeks. David, because we've been talking about Kevin Samuels and all this relationship stuff is for real, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the state and the quality of women out here. I'm
break
starting
it down,
to get
bro.
Women
what's,
with a magnifying glass.
Yeah, break it down, bro.
I think the state of women, and, you know, from my other show, we talked about who's more important between men and women and the roles. And, of course, I said this, I give a slight edge to the woman in her role when it comes to the family. And I'm looking at these women that's out here, and it ain't too promising. Like, a lot of women want to be men. They hop around from man to man just like men do. A lot of them don't know how to nurture their children. They don't know how to, or they don't see the value in taking care of homes anymore. They want to, you know, work. And I just think the quality of women, and especially mothers or mothers-to-be, is going down. And if you don't have a good quality of women just teaching these children, I mean, what they say, the children is the future. They come up just as raggedy and ratchet as their parents is. You know, another thing kind of got me thinking about this. I was looking at this podcast that P. Diddy's son do with another guy. And on their podcast, they was interviewing Lil Boosie. And they had like five or six young women in the background that they was letting ask questions. And the one chick after Lil Boosie said his little spiel, that one young lady, her first question was, and I'm going to clean it up for the sake of the show, was her first question was, Boosie, I just want to know, do you eat butts on the first day? This could possibly, potentially be somebody's mama or soon-to-be mama on the podcast, on YouTube, for thousands of people to see, asking somebody to you eat butt on the first night. Like, that's so unladylike. You know, and these are young women. And let's just talk about, we can talk about all women, but of course, since all three of us on here is black, I got to focus on young black women. All these young women on this show, I was looking at was young black women. Who do they have to look up to? Who are they role models? They look up now to people like Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B, City Girls. You know, basically,
right.
Prostitutes and thoughts. Like, these ain't quality women. So the young generation of women, this is what they got to look up to. Reality shows where girls is fighting and cussing, can't control their mouth. And like I say, these are mothers and future mothers that's raising the next lineage of people. So somebody help me, show me where the future's bright, because it looks a little
okay. Let me jump in there. as a mother. And we want to be careful not pointing the finger. I don't know why. It's just to hear you kind of go through all of that, it just sounds like you want to just pass the buck. It sounds like you're a man that just wants to just spiff through
Let me stop before you get too deep on your rant. I just wanted to clear it up. I'm not passing the book. But I do want to have a conversation at some point on the focus of women, because I really be feeling like women get a pass. I feel like throughout the years, we've always said men don't do men this, men that. And I personally feel like women get overlooked in this conversation. So it's not like I'm saying the man role is, man don't play a part. Yes, it's true. We definitely play a part. But I'm like, what are we doing about the female side? Like, are we going to address anything with the females? So go ahead.
Lord have mercy. It's like I was saying, you have to be careful with pointing the finger, you know. It's like, it just, to me, when I hear men say things like that, it just sound like you play victim now. Okay, now they were saying this, and now everybody's just talking about the men. Nobody's saying anything about the ladies. It just sound like a big whining session. It's like, yeah, there was a time when there was a big campaign about the men, because there was a time when men were leaving homes for whatever the reason. We ain't talking about the reasons right now, because I know that there were reasons why that was happening. But men were getting a lot of women pregnant, neglecting their responsibilities. So, yes, there did become a campaign about men, and trying to point out the wrongdoings of the man as it pertains to relationships and family and the children. So, yes. But there is a reaction to that. I'm not saying right now, we can have a conversation later about whether this is right or wrong. But the reality of it is, for every action, there is a reaction. So as a reaction to the men being neglectful, hurting women, not being loyal, not being responsible as far as raising the family properly, the women had a reaction to that. The reaction is what you're about now. Yes, the reaction is what you guys, the Kevin Samuels, complain about now when it comes to women, because it's almost like a defense mechanism. I don't need a man, because they only saying that because the men were leaving. So as a defense mechanism, now we ain't right now. We're not discussing right or wrong. That's a separate topic, because I'm not saying and praising the action, but you have to understand where the action came from. And it's not like women just woke up one day and said, I don't need a man. That was a reaction to something. And that reaction is the fact that men was not doing the right thing. And you just got done talking about how you tired of everybody saying men, and not saying what women do. Men.
No, I didn't say I was tired. I didn't say I was tired. I just say I want to hear where do we hold women accountable to? Because men do play a part. But I'm looking at it like women are not held accountable for their actions.
Okay, maybe that time is coming, because, like I said, it's to sound like a whiny thing. Now it's like you do something to somebody and then they react, and then now you mad or want to be like, well, shoot, what about them? What about them? Just forget it. Just keep working on yourself. Just keep working on the men and let that grow into something, because you guys were the counter to that. Y'all was the one, the fact that you guys were leaving the homes and things like that and hurting the women is the reason that they began to respond in this way. It's a defense thing. So now they like, this like if somebody in which I know I've experienced, and you guys may have, children. somebody may be overweight or something. And they comedians, I can use Lavelle as an example. His technique, when he came out, he just started talking about his weight because he figured they was going to do it anyway. It was a defense mechanism. And a lot of people do that. It's a psychological way of coping and surviving trauma and certain things that people don't like. So I think women may have adapted this way just because of what the conditions was as a way to cope with the fact that
so,
this man is usually
so blaming So you're blaming me.
I didn't say that. I said there's a reason
for
that.
You said this is a reaction to what men did. So you're saying it's our fault.
Listen, no, I didn't say that. But if you want me to say it, I don't mind. Not what I said.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. I clearly said there's a reason for that as well. I said we can talk about that too because there is a reason why the men was leaving the homes. There was a reason why we talked about the sister. I know Brother Kevin and I agree because we the ones always make mention of the system, and you and a few other callers always say that, you know, everything is about race and always. So you got sensitive about that. But it's still a reason why the men were leaving the homes. So I'm not necessarily blaming you guys, but I'm just acknowledging the fact that there was a reason why men were leaving the homes. Now, you want to talk about that, I can. I just don't want to waste a lot of time. But if you don't think it was a reason, I can just kind of briefly tell you what some things were when it comes to the system, the welfare system, things like that. That was something that encouraged the man to be gone. Outside of that is other things that play a role as well as far as the men leaving the roles, leaving their roles and leaving their homes and stuff like that. But, yes, I do think that the men, they were out of the homes, which created this situation where women had to fend for themselves, take care of the kids alone, work like a man, come home and raise the children like a woman, and do all these things alone. That's all I'm saying. I want to bring that up.
So how do you feel when some people say that a feminist movement is the cause of this also? Women wanting all this equality and women wanting to be and have the same rights and privileges that men have. You don't think that played a part also? Or women want to step out here on their own and be out in the forefront? That's the question.
What
don't
I would say to that is, okay, you're not finished asking?
Go ahead.
Okay, so what I would say to that is, I think that still came after the fact. I think that mentality still was built after the fact. I think it was built because of that. So now that they're in place of doing it and being a man and a woman, so now, yeah, you're going to develop where a certain mentality may arise where they feel like, shoot, I can do it just like you. I can do this too. So, yeah, I think those mentalities kind of are birthed within the situation because of what they was going through and what they had to do. So I think that mentality that seed may have been planted and was cultivated within that situation.
Okay. Now, let me say this because I definitely want to hear what Brother Kerry got to say about all this. But to double back in what I was saying, and I appreciate you laying out the history of why you think it is, how this came to be all that. But to go back to the beginning, now that we know all this, what are we going to do about it? What can men do about their situation? What can women do about their situation? Because I feel that it's both of us. And I think women got things that they need to work on and change. So do men. And so my question was, what can be done about these? What's going on with the women? What's going on the women's side? We both need to fix things. But what are women saying on their end? Like, yeah, we got a problem here. That's where we got a problem. What are women trying to do about this stuff? Or what can women do about these problems? I don't know if you want to answer that first or let Brother Kerr go in. Either way.
Okay, no, you can go in, Queen Rising. You can go in.
Okay, well, it, to me, like I've been saying and has always said, that it's both. That's why originally you were talking about the females. I wanted to bring up the males because I strongly think that it's both. And when we did our last discussion about it, I clearly said both roles are equally important. 100%, each role, a man and a woman have 100%. To do with it. It's 200% because the man has to come as a 100% man and the woman has to come as a 100% woman in their roles. So if I absolutely agree with you. I always have taken that stand that it's both. So me believing that it's both man and woman responsibility to make any changes when it comes to the community, that's just what it is. They have to come together and fix it themselves together. It has to be fixed together. I think men have to prove, and I hate to say this, but this is for the lack of, I guess, just speaking now, not doing a whole lot of deliberating about this, but I think men have to prove that they're going to be there for the family. So that way the women can begin to let their guards down and become women again. Because if they feel like that they're in a vulnerable state where a man is just going to run over them or abuse them, neglect them, just get them pregnant, leave, be out here with this one, be out here with that woman, not helping not making sure that the bills are paid, then the man has to prove his position again, reclaim his position to allow the woman to settle down and become the woman. But right now she feel like, you know, she has to take this mentality, take on this armor to protect herself and her children. Then I think it's going to be not only hard, but I think I think that'll be inconsiderate as well to ask the woman who has taken on that type of armor to shed all of that, because she's doing that to protect herself and her kids. So I think if the man is not going to be willing to prove and step up and go ahead and do the right thing by building the family the correct way and making a woman feel safe and secure, then I think it's inconsiderate to ask the woman to shed that armor. So it sounds like it starts with us.
So that's what all that you're saying sounds like it starts with us.
Well, hold on. I think that's a big part. I do think that's a big part, but it doesn't necessarily have to if everybody still works together. It can be other ways. It can be different ways that it can work. This is just me saying. You know, this is just me saying and giving only one perspective. But to fix this is more than one way to thing that has to happen. I'm just speaking on one thing that I think is important. Well, a big factor, but there's other big components to get to this way of what you're talking about when it comes to fixing it. But I think that's going to take a collection of both man and woman to do that.
Yeah, sound like for the most part, though, it's going to start with us men. And I think we may just have to go back to the old ways of just straight dominating y'all. and just putting y'all in y'all place and just running. That's why it's like we got to stand up, realize who we are as the man, and get ourselves on point. And then we need to dominate y'all and keep y'all in y'all place.
So you're going to ignore all the other stuff I said.
I think it's time for me to stand back up and be me and be the leader of the household. Get themselves in line And then dominate your woman, and she'll fall in line when you in line. That's what I think. After hearing all this, that's my conclusion. Man has to get himself in check, and when he in check, he can put his woman in check. And then when he put his woman in check, the family will be in check. I'm going to drop the mic.
That's a fact. Drop that. That's a drop the mic. I think pretty much y'all summed it up. I came back full circle because, you know, I definitely think it's both parties, you know what I'm saying, the black man, black woman, or just men and women in general. But, you know, we speak about the black man and black woman. Yeah, we both been bit by the same bug, so it ain't one or the other. You know what I'm saying? It's both of us. You know, we got a lot of healing, got a lot of past traumatic issues. We got, you know, they doing the gender roles. They messing with the gender roles and whatnot and trying to confuse the kids and the babies and all that. So, yeah, it's a lot going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot going on with that. So,
I want to also mention, too, like the podcast that Mufasa spoke about, Lil Boosie and the young lady who asked him that crazy question. And my question to that was, if the men who have the podcast are empowering women to be in that position, why would they go get the ratchet women? Why won't they empower a natural, strong black woman to be in that position to ask better questions than that? Why they go get the ratchet chicks? Because they don't like the natural women like they try to act like, well, I want me a natural woman. No, you don't. It just sounds good. So my question, that would be my question to the men who operate the shows, the producers, who's empowering. Why would they go out and get them type of women? Why would they empower those types of women or put them in the forefront knowing they're not trained enough to be out there where they're going to sit up ask a question like that? You put somebody in place that's going to be responsible. So I think, again, they're false. Yes, on the man, again, once more. They could
Time
be in the position to put the right women there, but yet they choose to go get women with all this long weave, these fake nails, long eyelashes, ghetto, who's destroying the community in the forefront to be in this position.
Yeah, buddy.
There's a lot I want to say on that, but I ain't going to go into it.
All right, family. If you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. That was our brother Mufasa Ryan, Queen Rigel, having a discussion about, you know, the black man and woman, gender roles. Now, I did want you to go in, Roger, on that, because you were saying that you think men who claim that they like natural women, you saying that they don't really like or want natural women?
No, I really don't believe that they do. I think it sounds great. I think it sounds good to say. It's politically correct, and I think it sounds beautiful to say. You know, it's a great thing to say that, but in reality, I just don't think that that's their desire within, because when they're out, I don't think they gravitate toward those natural women. I don't think the women that have the booty shorts on, the long hair, the long weave, rather, the nails, the eyelashes, all that, I think they get the most attention. A natural woman is not going to get the same attention as these type of women. And you can see that all the time. You see it every day. You can see it every day.
We
don't go to clubs now, but I remember going to a club or going out. You have a woman that's walking down the street with exposing herself with the long weave, things like that. She's going to get more attention. She'll walk and get home with about 10 different phone numbers. Forget what they want from her, whether it's a long-term, short-term thing. She'll get more phone numbers than a natural lady and have a nice dress on, she may get one or two phone numbers.
Right.
And out of those two phone numbers, if the man feel like he can't get nothing from her fast, he probably ain't gonna call her no more. So she may have one guy to stick it out.
So with that being said, based on our conversation, it's really not up to women to say, I'm not going to dress like that. You feel more so that it's up to men to not go after those women.
Not pursue those women, not if you
don't. Not pursue them. Just let them, just pursue the ones who dress accordingly.
Right, because I strongly believe that the man is the head. And I think on a spiritual level that is true. And spiritually, which is behind the scenes that we don't realize, I think that women dress like that because of the reaction that they get from the men. So if the men didn't like that, I don't think women would dress that way.
And the sad part is they're not realizing that the attention that they're getting, it really ain't what they really want, because they don't get good attention. The only attention they get is to be used. So the women is confused with what they really want. They want to be chosen, but you're getting chosen by the right type of person. So you know, I'm glad that we brought it up and had this discussion, because, like I say, my conclusion to this is, now, like you said, also you agree with that man is the head. And once we get ourselves back to where we need to be, or just get ourselves where we need to be, then the laws go through us. And if they don't want to be scantily clad and naked, and if we have the power to choose them or not choose them. And if we don't choose them, if we just need to ignore them, maybe she'll get herself in order, get her mind right, and dress a different way and carry herself a different way.
I know I said this earlier to Mufasa before the show. Is there echo?
Yeah, I hear echo.
You don't? Okay. Well,
I heard echo.
Okay, yeah, I do too. But I know I said this earlier, but just to make my stance clear to everybody, in nature, I've never seen or heard of in any medical way the egg chasing. It's always the sperm that chases the egg, that races the egg. The egg ain't moving, so understand that.
Repeat that, Roger, because you broke up. I believe you said the egg don't chase the sperm. The sperm chases the egg.
Exactly.
I believe that's what you said.
That's exactly what I said. Naturally, in nature, any medical way, the egg has never chased the sperm. So, ladies, let these men do what they came here to do. It's the sperm that goes after the egg. I ain't never seen it the other way around.
Roger, you're so right, and I have to say this. I love that analogy. I also know that a woman produces one egg every so often, and we produce thousands of sperm. So let us do our job and produce and pursue multiple eggs.
That's hilarious.
Got him. You ain't got nothing. I don't even discuss that right now. Something else.
Hilarious.
Do our job. Yes.
Yeah.
We got eggs for days. Hey, we go on looking for these eggs. This is a whole process of us. What egg is? Okay, got this egg. Got to go get this egg.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just saying.
So, what you guys going to do when they get up?
No, I'm just saying, and ladies, stop getting your feelings about this. Let us leave, and we should leave with respect, and not be so. I mean, it's a way to do everything. It's a way to
True.
Do things.
True.
And, you know, yeah, we have done some things. I don't even know how really I want to word it. I just leave it with saying, for sake of time. It's a way to do everything. Sometimes we just don't do things respectfully.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of doing things respectfully, how you guys gonna feel when they start making y'all sit on one side of the church because you ain't got vaccinated? They have a vaccinated section and a non-vaccinated section. How you guys gonna feel about that?
I won't even be going. Well, it's not just church.
I just use that as work. But just in general.
Yeah, they're
going to
have to corner me.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
how
they're
going to
have to really corner me.
Like on the airplane, you take a trip. Okay, this side is for the vaccinated people. This side is for the – you guys will be okay with that type of lifestyle. If they just sectioned off, you know, everybody have a different side for the ones that's been vaccinated. Okay, you got to show your vaccine passport. Okay, you can go in on this side. If you ain't got it, you can go in on this side. You guys okay with that?
Yeah, I wouldn't
I'm
be
okay
mad
with
at that. I mean, it is what it is, right? It is what it is.
It's like a game. It's like a game. At least I know we all on the same game. Yeah, put me in there with my gang. Okay, yeah, we the no vaccine gang. And then whatever y'all want to try to do with us, okay, we'll do with us together. But, yeah, I don't mind being, you know, separated. Which, you know, but my bigger mind anyway is I'm a separatist type person anyway, so I don't mind sectioning things off. I'm with it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, family, did y'all have anything else y'all want to get into? Or y'all want to hit these call lines?
Let someone join in. Because I can talk about all kind of stuff the way this world is.
Yeah.
Again, area code 314-381, caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Roger, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no. What I do, Pete? School.
You know doggone well it's them women that's raising the males.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
And if you don't have a man, how you expect one to act like a man? Well, Stoffer, let me tell you something. These women, if you ever go out with one, peek in their pocketbook. And if they got a calculator in there, man, you in for it. What they doing is keeping track how deep they getting in your pocket. And you get up and run. And see, here's another thing. If you're out on a dinner date, you get ready to get up and go to the bed, put a napkin over your drink and weigh it down with a fork and knife so if she moves it, it makes noise. Because she'll put something in your drink, man, have your vision blurred, your feet won't want to go the way you want them to go. They play them tricks. I know. Mm-hmm. You know, you're a young man. I'm here supposed to warn you.
I've never heard of anything like that.
But see, Roger, you ain't never been with them city slickers, man. Them women something else.
What kind of dubious characters are you amongst?
They used to try to get me. They used to try to trap me. See, they want the ones that got some money.
Yeah. Trap you with a baby. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you can go there and have sex protected and everything, but you make the mistake when you take that prolific off and throw it in the trash can. When the door's shut and you gone, she run and get that thing and put it in the freezer.
Mm.
She put it
and
in the freezer.
And
when
what?
The temperature get right, when the temperature get right, she deposited up in there. You know what's going on. You don't heard that stuff, Roger. You just surprised I can reveal it.
No, mm-hmm. I've never heard that. I'm sorry.
What side of town you grew up on?
So what you saying, brother? Like, are you saying, because, like, after me and Roger talked about this, my conclusion was we need to just take back over the reins hardcore.
You got to have somebody that can do that. That's the problem. We got nobody that can do that. You have a few that come up in a functional household. If you don't have no males coming up in a functional household to become men, I don't know what to tell you. It's a bad shape.
And that's what I was worried about, because it's kind of like a vicious – it's like a dog chasing his tail, because we're saying we need these type of men. Fortunately, the men are getting raised by these dysfunctional women.
Well, it ain't no regular dog. It's a boxer who don't have their tail cut off. Ain't going to never catch it.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
That's what I say. Okay. Kevin's sitting back there with his hands crossed, listening.
Yeah, I'm just soaking it in. I'm just letting y'all go in. You feel me?
But it's a bad situation, I'm telling you. I see it all the time. And look at your schools. These kids ain't being educated. Normally, high school, 70% graduation rate, 5% do math proficiency, 3% can read. Where are they going?
Not far.
Yeah,
well,
if they can't read, they're going to jail based on the statistics. If you can't read, jail is probably a good stop. Well,
and they have a day off
for
George Floyd commemoration. Stop. That's a bunch of crap. I would have been mad. You know, that's silly.
What?
with a high school, all the students, the high school putting out data like that, and you taking a day off for some commemorate somebody, you need to be doing your work. See, here's the thing: when you dead last, you can't be shortstopping. You can't.
Right.
Your days is now 18 days an hour. 4 hours of sleep. Then it's back at trying to catch up. And with your young people, you don't like them girls downtown on the police car twerking? What is it about a woman and her butt nowadays?
You got to ask the men. Ask the men then.
On the police cruiser twerking.
What is it about a woman and her butt nowadays?
On a police car twerking.
Mufasa, can you answer that question? What is it about a woman and her butt?
Well, I think you. I mean, well, you answered it. You answered it earlier because you said we're the ones that emphasize and put it and give her attention for doing it.
So we giving her
the attention. That's why she's jumping up there doing it. So basically, Roger's saying if us as men would come together and stop giving these women and their butts attention, they would stop doing stuff like this.
Man,
and
I would not
do it because we give them the attention.
Roger mentioned a dress. I ain't seen a woman with a dress on other than the Sears catalog.
Yeah, that's old school. They don't do that no more.
That's
a nice dress. They come down, about 6 inches below the knee.
Yeah.
Well, Roger, when was the last time you seen a woman do that under the age of 28? A young woman.
My daughter, who's 15, she wears dresses that long.
What about
like
her,
that?
What about her friend?
She don't have.
How about
friends.
A neckline? How about her buttons on her neckline? They come up to the throat.
Yeah, they do actually. And she's 15.
So she bent over, her breasts fall out like they hit it to the floor.
Nope, my daughter's 15 years old and she's not like that at all.
Well,
and
I tell you what, if you got
her
like
daughter,
that, I take my hat off to you. I hope she stay that way.
Right, because if you put 10 of them in the room, she's the only one. The other nine
maybe
is mm-hmm. naked.
But you know what? I teach my kids to be different too. They wasn't here to they didn't come here to be like everybody else. My daughter, my 15-year-old daughter, she was a published author by the age of 11. She's homeschooled. She's ahead of her class. She's already taking college courses right now. So she is different, and I'm thankful.
Now,
you married,
it's your
Roger,
concern that a man will value her.
Are you married, Roger? And of course, you don't have to say so.
Okay, I won't say so.
All right.
She's probably.
What part of town you grew up?
She's
somebody
probably.
Would tell me about a Roger.
They wouldn't tell you about me.
Brother Pete.
I heard your mother call in here one time. She was
the west side of St. Louis, Pianki. And
I heard your
South
mother call
in
one time. She sounded like she was very stern.
Oh, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
She's nice. She's pleasant. She's not that. She's stern, but she's pleasant. So we were.
Well, that's what you
got to
have.
Yeah,
stern grandmother.
Like, yeah. Yeah, she's loving.
Well, I'm glad to know y'all didn't take that shot because you seen all the stuff that's coming out.
Yeah,
look like Donald
yeah.
Trump was right about that hydroxychloroquine.
But they don't give Trump his credit for the vaccine though. They say it's all Biden.
They fucking crazy. And I didn't know. You the first time I heard somebody mention of somebody in St. Louis that's having difficulties after taking the shot. But
one of my
I didn't take
partners,
that stuff neither.
Yeah, he's elder. He's one of my business partners, and he took the shot. Him and his wife, he took the Johnson & Johnson. It's been a couple of months ago, and he's in ICU right now for the past 2 weeks. Because he got the COVID and pneumonia.
Well, I hope everything works out well.
Yeah, they said he wasn't the only person that had the vaccine that had came in there around that time with COVID either. So I don't know what's going on with those batches that they was giving out back then when he took his, but maybe they was diluted with something else.
Well, you got these news stations and these radio stations encouraging blacks to go take these shots. Somebody needs to go up in their face and see now what you got to say.
Yeah, they are.
Dr. Nichols with the City Health talking about we need to follow the signs. Come to find out, Fauci is about as crooked as a broken cane.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been hearing. Yeah, by Fauci, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe somebody else will call in on their dying breath after the COVID shot and let us know how they're doing.
Right.
All right. I'll see
you. Not good. All right. Appreciate you calling. All right,
brother. Take care.
Yes, indeed.
We are right here,
family. This is Collective Minds Radio. We discussing what's been going on this week, put a few things out there, male-female relationships, anything y'all want to bring up, hit us up. We're approaching the last half hour, 929-477-1697. Did y'all want to respond to what the caller was saying, anything?
I was just going to say
real quick, like, when we talked about the dressing, of you know, emails, and if you look around, yeah, I don't see young women. Young women don't want to cover up, whether it's because they think that's what we like or not. Yeah, they don't cover themselves. It's naked is the thing to do. Everybody want to put it all out there, you know. And look, I have to say this. I've even heard women say that they shouldn't be restricted. You know, we just talking to them about dressing a certain way. They like, no, don't restrict me. It's my body. And like they put up an argument and a fight over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she feel like you're trying to stop her from getting the men that like that. But she's trying to be attracted to a man, and she want a man.
She's trying to get that over.
Without the men still acting like this is what they want, she thinks this is what she has to get as a lady to get a man.
Right. She's trying to get chose.
Right, exactly.
And that's
so,
what feel like you
get
chose
by the wrong type.
We know that as adults especially, but, you know, there's very few youngsters that know that. But it's just the harsh reality. You know, she's trying.
And by the time by the time the young ones know it, they've already been ran through.
Yeah, how about
that? And already slept with 4 or 5 men. Yep.
Yeah, that is true.
Where does it stop? If a dog chasing a boxer, chasing a tail, it ain't even that no more.
Dang. A little boxer dog with no tail. You just running around after. Let's ask the caller, where do we go from here? Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
It's always been about the booty.
Yes, indeed.
That's why they don't. They change over them dresses to them little yoga pants, so they can show off their little booty. But
their little booty.
But on a more serious note, though, on the relationship-wise thing, I think it's just a lack of respect of self and others. Like women don't have respect for men don't have no respect for women, and it just causes chaos. And I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier. Let me tell you a little story real quick. I worked as a bouncer. These two women came up to the door. Come in. I told them $5 a piece. It was like, oh man, and they could not come up with $10 amongst the two of them. So they eventually get a hold of $10. They come in and they act like they're so high dollar, and like they're like a bottle of champagne on a table full of beer, mm-hmm. and I'm just sitting there looking like, you women have some nerve. You can't even come up with $10. Then when you go in, you thank your gold.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is they're the ones that it's at last call. You ain't got nobody. There goes the bottom. Those are the ones that get ran through.
Mm-hmm.
But.
How do you think we fix these problems, Con?
Well, women have to be realistic with themselves and the world around them. They have to somehow manage to get it in their DNA system to say, oh, man, we're wrong. I'm sorry. But they can't do that. That is not in their DNA. I had a conversation earlier with somebody, and it's not in their DNA to say, oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong about that. You were right. And that's what
so
a lot of
basically you saying. So basically you saying, like, it's not in their DNA to go ahead and stop dressing a certain way to make the change. They can't make the change on their own.
It's not, all these,
the conclusion
like you said earlier, all these,
we have to make the change for them. We got to make the change for them. We got to be the leaders.
And to make that change, we have to quit complaining and do something about our own media. Because it's the media that's telling these young black girls, it's okay to fight, be loud, get drunk, and be disrespectful and smack each other, and it's okay, you know, these reality shows. And these women, they're stuck on those reality shows that it becomes their freaking reality. And when the men get enough of that, they're like, okay, I'm gone. I done told her about herself so many times, and she's still doing it. I'm gone. So it could be, and the same thing. If you switch the role. Like a woman can say, well, a man can't go out and keep a thing in his hand. So it can work on both sides. So in order for a relationship to actually work, you both got to have an understanding on some kind of level. And without that understanding on that level, it is what it is.
But it's also
how the parent allow their child to go out the house. Yeah. I do not like the way my daughter dresses at all. But I can't say nothing. She's grown. I can talk a little bit to her when I see you, like go put on some clothes. Oh, I do got clothes on. Yeah. No, you don't.
Right. So now at this point, you just got to hope that you have to hope, and this is going to segue into a question for Roger. You just got to hope that men will not look at her, pursue her, for dressing a certain type of way, and that will be the thing that will change her to say, okay, I need to dress differently, because men ain't coming after me because of how I'm dressed.
I went to a graduation party, and I sat right between her and her boyfriend, just squeezed right on in.
Man.
I mean, yeah, these young women, and it's also how a lot of these older men are getting these sex charges, too, is these young women, 14, 15-year-olds out here looking grown, dressing grown, and acting grown, and lie, and then they get caught up, and then the guy gets caught up. With fake IDs and everything else, and I know this has happened for a fact. It happened to a couple people I knew. So.
Yeah, they should know a 14-year-old girl, though. But.
Yeah, you should know by conversation, like where you want to go to eat. They say McDonald's.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. You know, so.
But.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. Very interesting.
But more men do need to step up to make an effort to be in their child's life, just like some women need to step up to make an effort to be inside their child's life.
But there are some men
out here who get tough to their kids. And when you're raised by a single man, you grow up, you lack compassion, love, all that, it don't matter. It's gone. Because when you scrape your knee in front of your dad, he'd be like, I done told you to quit running. Now shut up. You do that in front of your mama, what's she going to do? She's going to swoop it off and clean you up. Dad just going to look there and look there and say, I told you to quit.
Yeah, it's a balance that we don't have. It's a balance that as a whole, we don't have anymore. We don't have that no more. We don't have that balance between man and woman, where the woman is being a sensitive
man,
about the fact
that
the man is being
independent. So two independent people, it's hard to be together. If she don't want the man's help and the man don't want her help. So that you know, it's just messed up.
Right.
And then,
and then the women,
when they go around having babies, they need to be choosing their men a little bit more wisely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sound like Kevin Samuels.
Every man knows you're supposed to flush a condom down the day, gonna pull it when you're done.
All right.
So, or put it back, take it with you.
Yeah. In my younger days, it went with me.
Oh, he ain't playing it. Playing that came out with that turkey baster.
Right on, Carl. Appreciate you.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Was,
yes, indeed, y'all.
It's not a whole lopsided, one-sided view. He did a very great job of talking about what. I mean, this is a man talking about what the women need to do, but I didn't really hear him talking about what the men need to do. And women need to figure out how to choose their men wisely. No, these men need to figure out how to choose their women wisely. Everybody just needs to stay within their own lane. If you're a man, you need to try to fix y'all. Let the women fix us.
This is why we like the dog chasing his tail, because at the same time, if you got men who see something that they like because, you know, that they make it in them, of course, when we see these things, yeah, we're going to like them because that's our calling anyway. And so if you got good, decent men who are trying to approach these women and they get turned down and the women only choose to let the knuckleheads and the ignorant men enter them, then that is on the woman in that aspect. If she ain't gonna get chosen, allow her to be chosen by a good man, she only gonna get chosen by the dogs. And then after she done been dogged, you know, finally she wake up and she 50 and say, oh, now I need to go ahead and give the good one a try. And he don't want you at that point. So that's why, it's like I say, we like a dog chasing our tail, because that's true also. Some women, they don't want a good man. They look at him and it's like, phew.
I think they want a good man, but they have trouble identifying what a good man is because they don't see
You can pacify some women. I'm seeing this, and I'm not mad at you because you're a woman. Now you're saying they got trouble. You don't want to smack your sisters up. That's all it is. You don't want to give your sisters a hard smack up. They have a trouble identifying. No, they don't have no trouble identifying. They know what they want. They just want the wrong thing. They want a rough, goon, thug. That's what they want, and that's who they're giving the cookies up to. They ain't having trouble identifying. They know what they want.
I think they are. Yeah, they do. They want a good man, but I think they are having trouble identifying what a good man is because there's a lack of good men in the house, so they don't see what a good man is to be able to identify correctly. So to them, they may think a good man is a man that's handsome, that a lot of other girls would like because he's fine or whatever. They don't. It's just ignorance. But it's due to the lack that they have with they see within their own homes and their experience. Their mother's probably single, or their father's there maybe not half the time. So they don't know how to identify what a good man is. That's why it's important for the man to be in the house. Or?
Yeah.
You say or? Or what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Well, that's my thing. That's what I think. Women, we want a good man. But it may be hard for some women to be able to identify what a good man is.
some things and others just don't turn on at the same time. Some others. I'm thankful that I didn't have that issue ever growing up. So I knew to stay away from the bad boys. So I think, you know, I just think that's just what it is. It's just not being able to identify what a good man is. Because the man then got a mother pregnant and left.
So I think that we're at a critical stage where laws have to be put in place. We almost have to become like a third world country. We have to create laws that women cannot dress a certain type of way and force them to dress accordingly. And we have to penalize. You know what? You know, man, I'm really going to go into something that I said a long time ago. And this whole thing makes me double down on my solution to this. I think men should be sterile until they can prove that they are with someone. And I think couples have to go and apply to make children. They have to be able to show that they can be stable enough to raise children.
Mm.
Because we're at a point, something has to be done drastic. And since people have free will and make choices, and a lot of us make the wrong choices, then sometimes you just got to take certain choices away. And I think we had a critical stage where men and women just need to apply to make a baby. Y'all got to prove that you married, prove that you got the income, and if y'all divorced, like, it got to be penalties. Penalties on both sides if y'all separate. We got to force couples to get together and raise children the way they need to be raised. But, you know, here in our country, we have so many freedoms that we like and enjoy that people don't want. They don't want laws and restrictions. They don't want that. But unfortunately, because of the freedoms that we have, it's also eroding the family fabric, if you get what I'm saying. And it's just making us spiral down in this hole. So, yeah, we need to just go ahead and make some laws where people have to apply and prove themselves worthy of creating a child, prove themselves worthy of making a family.
And so
you know,
if
you're a woman,
says,
you are her dressed in a certain, you say outlaw what? Say out loud what, Brother Key? I couldn't hear you fade out. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hear me? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. You said outlaw something, but you faded out. I couldn't hear you.
Are you going to outlaw sex? Hello?
No, I don't think you should outlaw that. I just think love should be sterile, and if you want to procreate, at that point you have to prove that you're stable and willing and able to create life, to make a family, instead of having all these willy-nilly wild babies out here, and the children come up jacked up. You know, we gotta set put some laws and boundaries in place here. People gotta be forced to act right. Y'all know, y'all have heard me say that before. You gotta be forced to act right. They're not gonna do it on their own. The men you have to force them to choose the right type of mate, because if not, they're just gonna act on their raw natural animal instinct. The women ain't gonna dress accordingly because they're trying to attract what they think is right, so they think naked is the way. And they just reduce themselves, each one, man and woman, reduce themselves to their natural animalistic ways of just all they want to do is just sleep around. The moral standards and values have been stripped away. We don't have these things no more. People are basically just out here on raw instinct. That's what it's looking like.
Right.
That's on both ends, the men and women, just raw instinct.
Just right, savage. Right.
Y'all think if we turn this, we savage. We become a savage.
Yeah. Any response, Roger?
No.
Well, I say this. I think y'all touched on a lot, you know what I'm saying? And I think a very important part of the conversation is, you know, the gender roles in society. That's all confusing. You know, you got men not stepping up and doing their role. Then you got women trying to step up and be the role of the man and be independent and all this other stuff. So society plays a large role in the issues that we have when it comes to dating, marriage, courting, and all that type of stuff. And the gender roles, the confusion, you know, where they talk about the pronouns, the people don't want to be called he, she, her, all this other type of stuff. So it's all confusing, and it just makes a big pot of more confusion. You know what I'm saying? And that's led by society. That's led by the government. That's led by all these different entities that have an interest in confusing the people. And confusing the people sexually is a main way to control the people. You know, so now you got little kids. If a kid wants to be transgendered, or you know, your little son go to school and he feel like a girl one day, then you got to call him a her or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They just doing all type of stuff. So that, you know, along with men and women dating, that adds a lot of confusion to the scene. You know, and that's kind of what
we're
witnessing.
Well, we're bringing the caller back in and make a final statement, or we're going to just
what y'all want to
do, yeah.
Okay,
that's fine. Okay,
Carla, what you got for us? Hey, you said something, that, and then Mufasa pretty much hit on it. You women know what you want. And I got to back Mufasa up. Y'all choose them bad boys all the time. And y'all talking about, you need to know which ones are the good ones. The good ones are not the ones you see out at the club every night. The good ones are actually working. You don't see them during the day or during the week because they're working. And a lot of times, the woman would pass up, a lot of women pass up the good men because they want that. So that's why, and plus, a woman cannot have a baby. A man cannot make a baby without a woman's permission. And then women have to set the guidelines of how that is. Because if the man takes it, he's going to prison.
There it is.
So that's why I say women need to choose who they sleeping with and who they making babies with.
Wow.
Because it's their body. The man can't just say, hey.
Yeah.
No,
he got a point. He making a good point there. If we
thanks,
just
caller.
Take your box. If we
if
just
I
take
had,
it there. Thanks, caller. If we
sure.
just take
and
it,
now,
we are in trouble.
If
we just
if
take
I had
it,
known
we are
that
in trouble.
I've already addressed that.
Don't be a hater.
I've already addressed that. Why you hyping them up with this,
That's right.
I've already addressed this. It's a lot of these women have trouble identifying what a good man is because of the trauma that has and the destruction that has been taking place within the homes of the community. The men, we've already went through this throughout the whole show. The men are not there. The men have been lacking within the home. So, therefore, these women that you're talking about that's out in the club with other men, it ain't like it's a club full of women, so let's not act like they're partying alone. There are men there with them. they're hurt as well.
The wrong
so
man.
The women have trouble identifying which one is, what is a good man actually. They have to go through mm-hmm. life to learn that because they're not seeing it as a young kid coming up at home. They're not seeing it because the men have not been
making bad choices.
Historically, within the community, we have a big, there's a time frame within our community where we had an issue with the men being pushed out of the homes. So we're seeing
okay,
the generation.
Well, let's talk about this, though.
These are the seeds from that. This is the women that you're talking about are the results of that. So they're having trouble identifying what a good man is. And I can also say the same.
So now,
I'm confident to say that that's the same thing with the man too.
But like the caller said, if we just take it from you and get you pregnant, we going to jail. We in trouble. So the power is within you to work to really be careful who you pray with. So you
I don't
have to be
that.
Taught. So you have to be taught how to identify the proper person to create with. And women are not passing it down. Yes, on y'all. Y'all not teaching it.
And the men are not being responsible men. You have some good men, you have some good women.
But you got power to close your leg. You got the power to close your leg.
And you got the power to keep yourself zipped up.
But the ultimate power is with you. You have the power to cross your leg and not give it up to some dog ass. I mean, excuse my language.
Each individual has the same power. Quit trying to shuck the buck like you always do. You keep trying to make it seem like it's the women. The men don't want to bear no responsibility. You got to bear your own responsibility.
It is, y'all.
Quit trying to check the women. Check your own bad behavior. Quit trying to point the finger.
It is, y'all.
Check your own bad behavior.
When the good man try to get with you, what do? You turn him away.
How can they check
their behavior if the women ain't choosing him? How they supposed to check it?
They can get chosen. You know
how
why?
Can they check
because
it?
Them too, like I just said, them too is just as equally hurt and messed up and don't know how to identify a good woman. So these same men that you're talking about, they going after the wrong woman. They're not going after the classy women either. They going after the wrong women, the ones that I just got done talking about. They claim they want a nice, natural, classy woman, but them too, they competing with the thugs trying to get the same type of woman that the thugs want so they can look cool. Get off my line.
Close y'all legs.
Drop
it is what it is.
Get off my line. Get off my
line. We're going to continue this later.
Let's go to that pop.
Yeah, we are going to have to continue this later because you have some unfinished business. I'm already clear. But we do want to thank everybody for tuning in with us. I know we ran out of time. We did a lot of talking. But we appreciate you guys for tuning in with us today. And please tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show topic ideas, send us an email, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
We on the earth. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.